Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 51. My number one exercise tip, by Negahar Fanouni of negaharfanouni.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey there, it's Monday. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Malik, and if you're new here, this is the podcast where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs out there. Now, before we get into today's post, really quickly, if you haven't subscribed to the show yet in the podcast app of your choice, please do. The most commonly used app is the standard podcast app that comes already installed on an iPhone or iPad. Or if you have an Android device, you can listen through Google Play Music, Stitcher, and most other podcast apps. It just takes a second to subscribe, but goes a long way in helping this show's visibility. So thank you in advance. Now this week, I'm particularly excited because the fall quarter starts for my students. For those of you that don't know, when I'm not here recording podcasts, I'm actually an associate professor at a number of different campuses. Where I spend most of my time is Bastyr University down in San Diego. We're on the quarter system, so we start kind of late in the fall. I got to meet my students for the first time last Friday, and it was great to see them all in one room. They're really excited, and I shared this quote with them. So today's inspirational quote is actually something I shared with my students last Friday during their orientation. So here it goes. Knowledge is only potential power. Action is power. Tony Robbins. And with that, let's hear today's post and start optimizing your life. My number one exercise tip, by Negahar Fanouni of negaharfanouni.com. Single mom, full-time trainer, full-time student, part-time crazy. That was me a few years ago. On a typical day, you could find me training clients as early as 6 a.m. and as late as 8 p.m., then coming home to blog, put my kiddo to bed, and study till 2 a.m. And by, quote, study, I mean shed hysterical tears over my lack of mathematical understanding. Thankfully, those years and my math endeavors are now behind me, but they were some of the most demanding and character-building years of my life. While I was often challenged and pressed for time, I learned how to find success through struggle and how to make the most efficient use of my time. In fact, I often look back on these years with great fondness, as they taught me so much about myself as a mother, trainer, and entrepreneur. As you can imagine, though, life lessons aside, I was physically and mentally exhausted a great deal of the time. I spent so much time writing programs for clients and keeping up with my blog that I didn't plan accordingly. My own workouts would suffer the brunt. This would simply not do. Yes, exercise is important physically, and if I wanted to stay in shape, I had to stay on track with my workouts. But more importantly, exercise is what keeps me sane. Movement is a significant part of what keeps me balanced, and going even one day without moving is enough to tip me off center. The good news is that even with all the hustle and bustle and math-induced crying of these hectic times, I was still able to get my sweat on, and in turn, keep my much-needed sanity. Somewhere in between all the studying, training, writing, and mothering, I was able to find time for sweating. My secret weapon? The kettlebells in my living room. They may be but oddly shaped hunks of iron, but they saved me during a time of extreme overload. Little by little, my small family of kettlebells grew until I owned at least one of each size, from 12 kilograms to 28 kilograms, ensuring a solid home workout no matter how busy things became. Just having a few pieces of equipment at home, simple tools that would help me sweat even if I couldn't get to the gym, this is what kept me consistent despite the constant tug of responsibility. As a fitness and lifestyle coach, I'm asked regularly about my number one tip for working out, which is kind of a ridiculous question if you think about it. People have different goals and preferences, so there's really no, quote, best way to exercise or any particular path that will lead to more desirable results than others. There are so many approaches and various ways in which to change your body, but there is one thing that universally will lead to results, regardless of style, duration, intensity, or load. It has nothing to do with how you choose to be active or how heavy you lift. My number one tip is simply this: be consistent. No matter what you choose to do or how you choose to do it, consistency is the number one key to results. You simply can't work out sporadically, skip workouts on the regular, take 2 weeks off, and expect to see results. Your body needs to be constantly challenged in order for it to change, and taking too many breaks will only force you to start over every single time. How many times have you heard someone say, quote, "I lost 50 pounds, but gained it all back"? Can you imagine how frustrating it must be to have to start at the beginning again? Through consistency, rebounding can be avoided. Habits are formed. Results are achieved. Without consistency, frustration sets in, quitting is habitual, and inertia is consistently inhibiting movement. That's why having equipment at home was so essential for my success. It forced consistency. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that in order to be successful in your fitness endeavors that you have to outfit your home with a full gym. Nor am I saying you have to work out at home if that's not your jam. I now have a full gym in my garage, and still I enjoy going to the gym a few days a week for the energy and environment. What I am saying is that when you have equipment at home, such as a kettlebell or a jump rope, consistency is far more likely. Furthermore, I'm encouraging you to put strategies, such as having equipment at home, into place that will ensure your exercise consistency regardless of the circumstances. Maybe you can schedule workout dates with a buddy, or ask a coworker to hold you accountable, or check in at the gym via social media. Perhaps after completing a certain number of workouts for the month, you can reward yourself with a new pair of leggings or headphones. I know plenty of people who log their workouts on Fitocracy simply because the social pressure of logging in encourages them to be consistent. Listen, we're only human. We get busy, distracted, held up, bogged down, overwhelmed, and sometimes we even get snowed in. There are going to be times when exercising seems impossible. Stuff happens, but it doesn't mean we have to relegate ourselves to inconsistent exercise. You might not have an hour to dedicate to a full-blown workout, and sometimes a few sets of push-ups and bodyweight squats is the best you're going to get. You don't have to have a picture-perfect training session every single time. You just have to move consistently. You just listened to the post titled, "My Number One Exercise Tip," by Neghar Fununi of negharfununi.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, The process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm going to go back to the inspirational quote I started with. Knowledge is only potential power. Action is power. You're listening to me read these posts to you. You're getting all of this wonderful knowledge, but I hope you're translating it into action. Even if you're taking little steps towards success, that's all we ask. And I love what Ms. Fanouni mentioned here in her post. Set up your home environment for success. She's absolutely right. If you can only fit in a 5, 10, or 20-minute workout today, that's good enough. I promise, if you do a 5 or 10, 15, 20-minute workout, whatever, you're going to feel better having done it than not having done it at all. Today, in fact, I knew I didn't have a whole lot of time. I'm prepping for tomorrow's lectures. I knew I had to record this podcast. I'm faculty at 2 other colleges that I have to prepare for. So what did I do? I worked in a quick 20-minute workout this morning because I knew if I didn't fit it in, I'm going to feel horribly all day. For those of you that are curious, I did 50 reps of a bunch of different body weight exercises, pull-ups, push-ups, squats, those kinds of things. It took only 20 minutes, but I was exhausted by the end. Now, if you want to help support this show, but also get free stuff from us, including being entered to win a book in just 5 days and on the first of every month, come by oldpodcast.com and join the mailing list. Or for a faster way to join, just text the word Batman, the superhero Batman, to the number 44222. It's totally free, and it's a great way to show us that you like what you hear. That's it for today's episode. Thank you again so much for listening. Thank you for sharing our podcast with someone. And I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism, from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.